Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Al-Nashrah. Now, there is one narrative actually which is found in the tafsir of As-Salabi as well as in the tafsir of Al-Wahidi, which is called Al-Wasit. The text of both these narratives is the same. However, the chains of narration are different. I'll just read out the text before you, which is recorded in Al-Wasit, which is a tafsir of Al-Wahidi. The words are, مَنْ قَرَى عَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ فَكَأَنَّمَا جَاءَنِي وَأَنَا مُغْتَمٌ فَفَرَّجَ عَنِّي. This is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'af from the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, who says that a person who reads Surah Al-Nashrah, it is as if he has come to me while I am in a state of sorrow and I am relieved of my sorrow. So this is what this narrative says. Now, as far as the chains of narration of this narrative is concerned, as I said, it is found both in Al-Wasit and in the Tafsir of As-Salabi. Now, as far as Al-Wasit is concerned, this narrative as reported by Ibn Hajar to have been concocted. In the opinion of Ibn Hajar, Hafiz Ibn Hajar, this narrative is absolutely fabricated. And the reason for this is that it contains two people who have been severely criticized by hadith authorities. One of them is Harun ibn Kathir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the second one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini, about whom the comments recorded in Tahzib al-Kamal of Hafiz Mizzi are, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bishay. And at another place, the opinion of Yahya ibn Ma'in about him is, Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. Similarly, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says, laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani calls to him to be Rayru Sika. And Abu Zura and Abu Hatim say that he is za'if. And Imam Bukhari says that he has been abandoned by authorities. Similarly, Imam Nasai also says that he is matruk. And at another place, his words are, Laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Bughvi says, Za'iful hadith chiddan. And Abdurrahman bin Yusuf al-Kharash says that his matruk has been abandoned. And at another place, his words are, Kazza, that he is a liar. So on the basis of this information, Hafiz ibn Hajar regards this narrative to be concocted. Now, as far as this chain of narration in the Tafsir of As-Salabi is concerned, it contains Asim bin Bahdala, about whom we know that he is very weak in his memory, and therefore any narrative which is reported from him or in which he is found in the chain of narration, and that has no other corroboration from any other side, from any other narrative, then this, of course, cannot be regarded as reliable as well. So all in all, we can say that both these narratives are absolutely unreliable and cannot be dependent upon. Now, as far as reaping the blessings of reading Surah Al-Nashrah or any other surah are concerned, then the best way to do so is to read that surah with a good translation, to understand its message, to act upon it, and to spread it. This is what the right way and the right procedure in this regard should be. As far as these narratives are concerned, they must be totally disregarded. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.